The Democratic National Convention has given Barack Obama a bounce in his race against John McCain. A USA Today Gallup poll conducted over the weekend shows Obama up 50-43% over McCain. But the survey also showed that McCain's advantage in handling terrorism was dramatically reduced, and his unfavorable rating ticked up to its highest level this year. And when asked if the candidate shares your values, Senator Obama holds a 13% advantage over Senator McCain now. That's almost double the edge he held before the convention. At last week's convention, in addition to Obama's blockbuster speech at Invesco Field at Mile High Stadium in front of 84,000 people, two of the Democratic Party's leaders, Bill and Hillary Clinton, gave strong endorsements for the party's new standard bearer. Whether it was those speeches or the selection of Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin to be John McCain's running mate, at least one notably recalcitrant Democrat in Tampa Bay, Hillsborough County Clerk of the Courts Pat Frank, now says she's supporting Barack Obama for president, as she confirmed to WMNF yesterday.
Is it in fact true that you're supporting Barack Obama now?
Yes, I am.
What about Sarah Palin, the selection choice by John McCain on Friday?
I think it's pathetic. I think that, it's an insult to women to assume that you can get a woman's vote by picking someone who is not competent to be president of the United States.
What do you think of the Democratic Convention and Hillary Clinton, a woman you supported really strongly, her speech on Tuesday night?
I thought it was outstanding. I thought the whole convention was good. Strong speakers, strong messages, feeling of unity was extremely positive. And I think it's going to be a good year for the Democrats.
We know you're a strong Hillary supporter. We know, according to a poll last week, like up to 30% of Hillary supporters are supporting John McCain. At least that was a poll we saw last week. Do you think more of those people will come back home, the Democrats, as we get closer to the election time?
Definitely. I honestly don't think that they read those polls right. I think there were people who were sitting, waiting. And I don't think they would have turned to McCain early. But I think that the selection of Palin has now cemented the desire to go back to Obama.
Tampa area Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor is a co-chair for the Barack Obama campaign in Florida. Speaking to WMNF at a Labor Day event, we asked the Congresswoman about the Palin selection.
I'm very concerned with John McCain's judgment. I think it's another indication that he is out of touch. Just because you select any woman, that's not going to fool Americans. The real issue is where John McCain is on the issues. And he is wrong for the state of Florida. Opposed our efforts to expand children's health care so kids could see a doctor in an affordable way. Opposed our efforts to find a real solution to property insurance rates increasing out of sight here in Florida. Opposed environmental protection such as Everglades funding. Boy, the list goes on. And one of the most fundamental ones is the war in Iraq. With John McCain, he says he'll be there for how many years? What did he say? 100 years. We've spent almost $1 trillion in Iraq. It's time to spend that money on American families, create the jobs through renewable energy, through new health care jobs. I think the Palin selection was cynical, but what it comes down to basically is John McCain is wrong for America, and Barack Obama and Joe Biden really have a positive agenda for the country.
Let me just ask you this. You know, there's some people, some Democrats who are going off on her saying she doesn't have enough experience. And Lindsey Graham, a top McCain surrogate, went back yesterday and said, Barack Obama doesn't really have the experience. Does the experience, is that an argument that Democrats really want to have going forward in this election now? I mean, is that really the strong way to go attack Sarah Palin?
I think the experience question, everything is self-evident now. And folks, what the basic question is who has a vision for this country moving forward? Barack Obama and Joe Biden clearly have a record of supporting hardworking families. And when you think of the Florida economy right now, we're really in a ditch. The Bush economy has put such a squeeze on middle-class families, on everyone here. Even if folks that are making more than $100,000, if they looked at the value of their home, maybe some mutual funds they have, it's not getting any better. And if they want this to continue, sure, go ahead and vote for John McCain. But I have hope, and I think folks across this country have hope for a better America and are going to choose Obama-Biden.
Does the Palin decision, in a way, maybe even make some of those Hillary people more strongly supporting Obama now when they look at it maybe as a cynical choice, as you say?
Absolutely. What I've heard on my street, and I mean literally on my street, one of my Republican neighbors came over to me, and she said she really did feel insulted. Was this John McCain's best, most competent choice for vice president, a 72-year-old, our oldest elected president, if that ever happens? Does he really think he could fool people by just selecting Governor Palin? It's not going to work. And it's not just Democratic unity. There are many Republicans, independents as well, that desire a fundamental change in the direction of this country.